there was thick darkness. I want to talk to you about how light always expels darkness. In the book of Exodus chapter 10, we see the release of the 8th and 9th plagues, the 8th plague being that of locusts and the 9th that of darkness. Let's look at verses 21 through 23. The Bible says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt.'" Verse 22, "So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings." In this section of scripture, we see two differences, that of darkness and that of lightness. There was darkness over Egypt, again, Egypt symbolizing the world system, the flesh, walking in the flesh, living in the world. There was darkness in Egypt, but light in the dwellings of the Israelites. Does that mean you have to be an Israelite to walk in lightness? No, being an Israeli doesn't even qualify you to walk in the light. To be truly walking in the light, you need to have accepted the Son, that is the S-O-N, Jesus Christ, into your life. Jesus is the light of the world. Please turn with me to the book of John chapter 1. Let's start in verse 4. The Bible says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Or another translation for comprehend is overcome it. The darkness did not overcome it. These passages, of course, speaking of Jesus. Verse 9. "That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world." Jesus is the one who gives light. Now let's look at verse 5 in the first epistle of John in chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 says, "This is the message which we have heard from him," that's Jesus, "and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." My point in saying all of this is that light always expels darkness. This can easily be explained when you walk into a dark room, you hit the light switch, and the room lights up. The darkness has to flee before the light. So too, darkness, representing the satanic kingdom and the world, the flesh, is expelled before the light of God. Therefore, if you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit is within you. Not only is the Holy Spirit within you, but the entire kingdom of God is within you. Yes, that's what Jesus says. Let's look at Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Jesus says, "For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." Who's in the kingdom of God? You have God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, heaven, angels, the four living creatures, so on and so forth. All of that is within us. Now that's a mystery. That's hard to even fathom, but yet Jesus says it. What I'm building up to is to give you great confidence in who you are in Jesus Christ. When we really realize who is in us and the power and the authority that we have in Jesus Christ, all we need to do is walk into a room, walk into an area, be around a person, and the atmosphere will change. Darkness cannot handle the light. Please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you for the light. We desire to live and dwell in the light. Lord, we ask you to please let your light shine in dark places so that people can see you and be set free. Thank you that you are pure light and that you penetrate all darkness. And in the name of Jesus Christ, all darkness is expelled. Oh, there's power in your name, and we thank you. Help us to steward the power and authority that we walk in as believers. Lord, may you be glorified. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.